The other day I came across this quote by Henry Kissinger. Power is the great aphrodisiac. Reportedly, he later changed it to power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. This is perhaps a strange way to begin my spiritual message, but I have to say that his words have stayed with me. Because looking around at the current conditions in our world, they seem to be true. It is especially striking in relationship to our New Testament reading this morning from Matthew, often referred to as the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount. It doesn't really matter what we call them. What is important is to examine what these words of Jesus call us to. What is the great invitation? How is Jesus inviting us to live? It doesn't take a scripture scholar to see that these words of Jesus call us to a radical life, a holy way of life. Meister Eckhart said, "The way to holiness is to do the next thing you have to do with all your heart and soul and with delight." The way to holiness is to do the next thing you have to do with all your heart and soul and with delight. Indeed, at the end of this particular teaching, Jesus says, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." But what about here and now? What do we make of this line? "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Not heaven, mind you. Earth. Really? When I look around, I see the powerful living with more and more, and the meek living with less and less. If we are called to a radical and holy life, how do we turn things around? Albert Einstein said, "Any intelligent fool can make things bigger, more complex, and more violent. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction." Any intelligent fool can make things bigger, more complex, and more violent. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. I found a beautiful translation of Psalm 15 by Stephen Mitchell. "Lord, who can be trusted with power, and who may act in your place? Those with a passion for justice, who speak the truth from their hearts, who have let go of selfish interests and grown beyond their own lives, who see the wretched as their family and the poor as their flesh and blood. Their compassion lights up the whole earth, and their kindness endures forever. Who see the wretched as their family and the poor as their flesh and blood. Compassion, the deep awareness of the suffering of another coupled with a desire to relieve it. I am a weeper, as some of you know, and I wrote this poem called Take My Tears. Please. Take my tears to a desert place, a dry and dusty space, somewhere they are longing for water. Take my tears to a grieving place, a dark and desolate space, somewhere they are longing for water. Take my tears to a brown place, let it grow into a green space. So many aching people simply longing for water. Take my tears to a brown place, let it grow into a green space. So many aching people simply longing for water. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." I've been volunteering at a relatively new program run by St. Vincent de Paul called the Wellness Center. It's a day program for people dealing with substance abuse and, in many cases, homelessness. Some folks come down from the detox unit upstairs. Some folks come in off the street. I bring poetry to the community every other week, and for me, they are the poor in spirit, the very first beatitude. Some of them have lost everything. Many of them feel like they have lost themselves. But every other Tuesday morning, I bring poems, and we read them, and we talk about them, and we write our own. And they are beginning to feel the power of their own voice, speaking their own truth, and listening to the truth from the community around them. They are beginning to claim their blessedness. One of the poems I shared with them is called In the Doorway of a Great Consolation. I must leave this sweet place, though I could sit before my daffodils all day long, listening to their exquisite yellow song. For I am meant to take their song out into the world, to someone without color in their life, to spread a living thing. That, I believe, is service. Spooning beauty back into the mouths of the starving masses, cupping beauty in the palms of my hands, and letting people drink, drink, drink. I must leave this sweet place, though I could sit before my daffodils all day long, listening to their exquisite yellow song. For I am meant to take their song out into the world, to someone without color in their life, to spread a living thing. That, I believe, is service. Spooning beauty back into the mouths of the starving masses, cupping beauty in the palms of my hands, and letting people drink, drink, drink. St. Francis of Assisi said, "Hold nothing back of yourselves for yourselves." Hold nothing back of yourselves for yourselves. And the mystic John of the Cross said, "That you may have pleasure in everything, seek your own pleasure in nothing. That you may know everything, seek to know nothing. That you may possess all things, seek to possess nothing. That you may be everything, seek to be nothing." Nothing, 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 everything. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There is a wonderful parable I've heard over the years, and it goes like this. A wise woman who was traveling in the mountains found a precious stone in a stream. The next day she met another traveler who was hungry, and the wise woman opened her bag to share her food. The hungry traveler saw the precious stone and asked the woman to give it to him. She did so without hesitation. The traveler left rejoicing in his good fortune. He knew the stone was worth enough to give him security for a lifetime. But a few days later, he came back to return the stone to the wise woman. "I've been thinking," he said. "I know how valuable this stone is, but I give it back in the hope that you can give me something even more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me this stone." Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. That's love, isn't it? God is love, and for those with nothing, that is to say, nothing in the way, they possess God. Gandhi said, "If a single person achieves the highest kind of love, it will be sufficient to neutralize the hate of millions." If a single person achieves the highest kind of love, it will be sufficient to neutralize the hate of millions. What a blessing that would be. Perhaps we can take back the quote I began this message with. Perhaps we can say that love is the ultimate power, capable of more than most of us dream of. Let me close with a fragment from a poem called Perhaps by the Chinese poet Xu Ting. Perhaps when all the tears have been shed, the earth will be more fertile. Perhaps when we sing praises to the sun will praise us in return. Perhaps these heavy burdens will strengthen our philosophy. Perhaps when we weep for those in misery, we must be silent about miseries of our own. Perhaps because of our irresistible sense of mission, we have no choice. Perhaps when all the tears have been shed, the earth will be more fertile. Perhaps when we sing praises to the sun will praise us in return. Perhaps these heavy burdens will strengthen our philosophy. Perhaps when we weep for those in misery, we must be silent about miseries of our own. Perhaps because of our irresistible sense of mission, we have no choice. Blessed be.